Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today. In Tel Aviv, enjoy clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see warm temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Haifa will also enjoy bright sunshine. As evening approaches, expect a mild and pleasant night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked the IDF in southern Lebanon, resulting in the deaths of six gunmen in Bint Jael. This is according to Times of Israel, reporting from earlier today. Also, at least 15 ceasefire violations by Hezbollah occurred in the last 4 days, with Israel remaining silent, Ynet reported earlier today. Also this hour, President Trump announced that Iran will present a proposal meeting U.S. demands, according to Walla from earlier today. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu revealed he underwent treatment for prostate cancer, a diagnosis he kept private during the Iran conflict. This was reported by Forward earlier today. And finally, a report by the Ombudsman in Portugal reveals the University of Coimbra covered up antisemitism, forcing a student to abandon their doctorate studies, as Mariv reported in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. From the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a commentator highlighted that France was the only EU nation to oppose listing Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, posting 3 hours ago. Al Arabiya English reported 3 hours ago that Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a ship for suspected collaboration with the U.S. military. Middle East 24 shared 3 hours ago that Lebanese Foreign Minister Youssef Raghi believes Hezbollah's costly decisions have led to a shift towards direct negotiations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the latest from the Times of Israel, Hezbollah launched attacks on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon despite a truce. The IDF responded by targeting buildings used by the group to launch rockets. This escalation threatens the fragile ceasefire, putting civilians on both sides at risk. Turning to Ynet's report, Hezbollah has violated the ceasefire multiple times since Trump's announcement. Despite these provocations, Israel has not publicly responded. The silence raises questions about Israel's strategy and its impact on regional tensions. Meanwhile, Walla highlighted Trump's statement that Iran will propose terms meeting U.S. demands. This development comes amid ongoing tensions with Iran over its nuclear ambitions. The outcome could significantly alter the diplomatic landscape in the Middle East. Separately, Forward reported that Netanyahu's prostate cancer treatment was kept secret during the Iran conflict. His health revelation could affect public perception and political dynamics in Israel. Finally, according to Mariv, a significant report revealed an antisemitism cover-up at the University of Coimbra. This incident highlights ongoing concerns about antisemitism in Europe and its impact on academic communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Wiz is playing a central role in Google's AI security overhaul. This comes as cyber attack timelines shrink, according to CTEC. Separately, Israel's significant debts are being addressed through increasing loans, as revealed on Walla Business. The financial strategy raises questions about long-term economic stability. And finally, Globes reports that AWS is extending its AI medical collaboration with Ichilov Hospital. This ongoing partnership reflects growing advancements in healthcare technology in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.